And thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Good to be talking to you, Julia.
No worries. So what do you make of this trade war?
It's escalating exactly how Donald Trump has said it would escalate. Donald Trump has been very consistent on one thing, and that's trade. When he was campaigning on the U.S. presidential election trail, he singled out China on trade. And what we're seeing now is that rhetoric being converted into policy. And I think it's going to get bigger. It's going to get worse before it starts to get any better.
Oh, dear. And so what industries are set to be hurt most by these tariffs?
Well, we're now at the stage where every industry is being affected. A few months ago, President Trump put tariffs on $50 billion worth of Chinese imports. As you mentioned earlier this week, yesterday, we saw tariffs added to another $200 billion. Now, President Trump has said that if China responds, which it did yesterday, then he'd immediately start to launch tariffs on the rest of another $267 billion worth of Chinese imports. In other words, all Chinese imports to the US. So we're not really talking specific sectors anymore. We're talking about all Chinese imports to the US.
Wow. And so does anyone benefit from this at all?
It's hard to find beneficiaries. Look, in the case of Australia, you can find a couple examples. For example, China has responded to US tariffs by putting a tariff on US wine exports to China, which means that US wine is now going to be more expensive in China, so Chinese consumers might look to Australian wine. That's a good thing for our wine industry. But look, overall, the US and China are two of Australia's biggest trading partners. Those two countries engaged in a fight with each other is clearly not in Australia's national interest.
And that leads us to the next question. How should Canberra best respond to this?
Yeah, look, I think we have to judge each case on its merits. I guess the US has some legitimate complaints about China, don't get me wrong. For example, President Trump is very unhappy with the way in the past China has infringed on US intellectual property rights. There's nothing wrong with that. At the same time, some of the rhetoric we're seeing coming out of the US is a bit disturbing. For example, it's calling China mercantilist. In other words, it says that China's artificially boosting its exports and artificially restricting its imports. Well, if you look at the data, that's not actually what it says. China's current account surplus, which is a record of China's payments with the rest of the world, is basically in balance at the moment. So, I think Canberra just needs to be careful. The US is obviously our traditional US security ally. That's fine. But when it starts coming out with rhetoric that doesn't make a lot of sense, then Canberra needs to take a stand on that issue.
Okay, and so what measures can we undertake to make ourselves more economically resistant to this intensifying situation?
Yeah, right. So, I think the key thing, and this is something the Australian government understands well, is that Australia continues to have to support the international rules-based system on trade. Perhaps that's the most disturbing thing about US actions. These tariffs that were launched yesterday are being launched outside the World Trade Organization. And at the same time, the US is blocking new judges to the World Trade Organization's dispute resolution panel. In other words, countries are going to struggle to fight against these tariffs because there's no mechanism for them to do so. Now, Australia's a pretty small or perhaps medium-sized open economy, so we rely on a trade system based on rules, not might. So it's important the Australian government takes a stand on supporting the WTO, which in this case means calling the US out because it's moving in the opposite direction.
Well, hopefully we can do that. Thank you so much for your time, James, on the show today.
Pleasure, Julia.